Okay, good evening. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this new year that You've given to us and for the AF, for seeing us through these 20 years and for gathering us this evening to seek Thee in prayer and to hear Thy word. We also thank Thee for the AGM. As we reflected on the year 2025, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving for Thy goodness toward us and for all that Thou hast done. We pray, Lord, as we look into Thy word, may You be our teacher to show us from Thy word the lessons that we should learn to grow in Thee and also to apply in our spiritual lives. Forgive us and cleanse us of all our sins and help us that we may be meet vessels for Thy use. We pray and ask all this in Jesus' most precious and holy name. Amen. Okay, meat for the Master's use. We will be considering from this passage of 2 Timothy, as we have just read. We truly thank God for this church and also for the AF, for how He has raised us and also sustained us through these years. We thank God also personally for each and every one of us for calling us to both salvation and also to service and also to eternal life in Christ. We know that we are called not to just have salvation and eternal life, but we are called to serve our Master. And we are left on this earth to be His servants and to be His witnesses. Now, we are called to be our Master, the Lord Jesus' servants. So instead of being slaves to sin, now we are the slaves to Christ, the servants of Christ. Instead of having sin and the devil as our master, now we have the Lord Jesus as our good master. So as the master, He is the one who has redeemed us, and we are hence not our own. We belong to Him. We are His servants and we have to do His bidding. The Lord Jesus called us to salvation and to service not because of any good in us or any merit in us. In fact, we are depraved. We were depraved and not worthy of anything, but God showed His love and His grace and His mercy upon us to call us to save us. And hence, He has even given us this privilege to call Him our Master and to serve Him as His servants and His slaves. And He not only calls us to serve, but He also supplies us with all that we need. Our wisdom, strength, enabling, all come from Him so that we can do His work and do the work that He has called us to do. So in order for Him to use us, we must therefore be vessels that are fit for Him to use. Yet, very often we are found wanting. We are like the cup for drinking, but there is dirt inside which cannot be used for drinking. It is stained with dirt and hence not suitable. So we are to be vessels that are fit or meet for the Master's use, to be suitable, to be useful for the Lord, to be very profitable so that He can use us for His glory, for His purpose, to do whatever He wants us to do. So as we consider tonight's topic, meet for the Master's use, first we consider the containers for use. There are different containers that are used. In verse 20 it says, "But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor." The great house can represent the church or even our fellowship group, where it can be compared to a building inside which there are many containers or vessels, each with a different purpose and different function. Some, as they are called, to be vessels of honor, and some of this honor. In the church, there are many different gifts and different functions for each member. Not everyone can be an expo member, and not everyone can do the work of refreshment or musician. So each one has their own function and role. And hence, the different types of vessels can also be used to compare that. But in this context, they are talking about vessels that are clean, that are suitable for the master to use, versus those that are not suitable for the master to use according to the function that he wants, according as he pleases. So the vessels of honor are those that are ready and suitable for the master to use. And that is the context that we are looking at today. So the vessels of honor in this case are those that are highly valued, highly esteemed. And here it describes it being made of gold and silver. They are fit to be used to serve the king with. And in the temple, we know that there are vessels that are specially dedicated to the use in the temple. And they are made of gold, silver, and so on. And these are specially made vessels for a special function to serve God and to serve the Lord. There are also vessels of dishonor, and these are those that are disgraceful, those that are made of wood and clay, not beautiful, not attractive, not valuable, and they cannot be used to serve food to the king with. They are not suitable to be used for the temple worship. Maybe they can be used for collecting rubbish, for other things of lesser value, washing the floor and so on. So there are different vessels, but in this case we are considering those vessels that are vessels of honor, that are suitable for the Lord Jesus to use, versus those that are vessels of dishonor, that are not suitable for the Lord to use as he pleases, as he wants. So we consider the conditions for use. So the containers for use is one thing, but we must remember the conditions for use. How one can be the vessels of honor. So, first condition is that they must be sanctified vessels. If a man, therefore, verse 21 says, purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use. So the first condition for a vessel of honor is that it must be sanctified. And the sanctified here refers to being set apart or consecrated, specially reserved for a purpose, and it is made holy, separated. Separated for God to use as he pleases. I think we heard a few years ago, about the toothbrush, right, in the camp. How the toothbrush is used only for one purpose, to brush your teeth with. You cannot use that to clean the toilet and then use it to brush your teeth, right? I think nobody in their right mind would do that. So a container, or like a bowl or plate used for eating with, you don't mix it with other containers for growing plants with or for washing the floor with. And don't use the pail that is used for washing the floor to boil soup with for you to drink. So each one has its own purpose, and the clean vessels are set apart. You don't mix it with those that are for unclean purposes. So in order to be sanctified, the verse says here that a man must be purged, purge himself from these things. What are these things? In the verse preceding, it says, or rather in verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So these things refer to the iniquity, to be thoroughly cleansed from sin, be it in terms of our doctrines or our belief as a church. As an individual, we must make sure that we believe the right set of doctrines based on the Bible, because it is the truth. There must not be any contamination of false doctrines or worldly philosophies in our faith, in our set of belief. And that is what we have to be responsible for, as far as possible, to make sure that it's as close to the Bible as possible. That's what we are also named for, Truth BP Church, right? And in terms of our lives, our living, it is also to be free from sin and iniquity, free from transgression, from filthiness, from disobedience. To be free from the worldly practices, worldly outlook, worldly standards, and worldly conformity. So these are what we are to depart from. Okay? Nothing to do with anything that is wrong, sinful, worldly. And this is important for us as Christians, because we must be different from the world. We are in the world, but not of the world. And we also represent the name of Christ, as verse 19 tells us, "Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." So we are Christians, and by virtue of the name, we are those who name the name of Christ, because Christian comes from Christ. And hence, we must make sure that we depart from iniquity, we represent Christ in the right way, and hence we need to be separate. We also learned last week what we need to know to be clean and unclean, what is unholy and what is holy, right? That is what we have to do in terms of biblical separation in our lives, in our service, as well as in our doctrines. So we need to be, firstly, sanctified vessels. Secondly, we need to be prepared vessels. Verse 21 says, "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." So being sanctified is also to be prepared. We have to be prepared, or to be made ready, ready for God to use at any time. And it's at the command and at the order of the master. I think the scout's motto is be prepared, right? In the army, all the training that we are going through is also to be prepared, so that at the necessary time to go, we should be ready to go and to defend the country. There may be times when we want to use a cup to drink something, and then before you use it, oh, it's dirty because it wasn't washed, or wasn't washed properly. So it's not ready for us to use any time. Then we have to spend time to go and wash, go and do other things, or else look for another cup or another vessel to use for the purpose. So this is not being prepared. To be prepared means that at any time, any day, when the master wants to use it, it is available. How then can we be prepared? First, we of course must know God's word. We must study to know God's word, so that we know how we can be approved unto God, to be acceptable and pleasing unto God, to know His word. And not only to know, but to obey. So today at TCF, we learn how we must not be hearers only, but to be doers of God's word, so that we will not deceive ourselves, so that we will not be foolish. So very often we know God's word, we know God's word very well, and sometimes we even memorize God's word, but the problem is that we do not do God's word, or at least do not do it all the time. And that is deceiving ourselves, thinking that we are quite alright, and we are foolish because we are like the one who looks into the mirror and see all the blemishes on our face, but refuse to clean it up, and don't care about it, and then just walk away. So we need to be prepared by being purged from sin. We need to be prepared by being sanctified and set apart for the Lord's use. And we need to be prepared for what purpose? For every good work. It depends on what God wants us to do and what He wants to use us for. God has left us on this earth so that we can do His work. And this work requires a lot of energy, a lot of labor and toiling. It is not easy. It is not relaxing, and it is not a life of ease, but we are in the spiritual battle. We are to do His work. And this work is described as the good work. It is anything that God wants us to do to serve Him. Whatever God calls us to do is a good work. And it may be in terms of witnessing, preaching the gospel, shining as light in the world, as the salt of the earth. It can be towards the brethren in the church, and also towards those non-Christians in the world, towards unbelievers. It can be any kind of service or work that God wants us to do, whether it's in terms of a position of leadership in the exco, in a session, as a group leader or something. Or it can be any kind of help that the church or the AF requires. But we need to do the good work and not be lazy. But we need to be consistent and diligent in doing this kind of work. So in terms of sharing the gospel, it can be in the event. Tomorrow we are going out. Or in the area of personal evangelism, even giving out a tract or speaking a word for Jesus is a kind of evangelism and witness. In the church, in the AF, encouraging one another, edifying one another, to build up one another, and provoking one another to love and to good works, to do good works, to spiritual growth. And that is what we would classify under the good works. So in the EXCO, the EXCO members are doing a good work, but doesn't mean only the EXCO are doing a good work. Every member, everyone is also doing a good work. Whether it is just giving a cup of cold water, as the Lord Jesus said, it is not forgotten by the Lord. The use and the exercise of spiritual gifts, there are so many, we have to know what we are given. Everyone has at least one spiritual gift that can be used for the building up of one another, and for the encouragement of one another, so that as a church we can all grow. And we can also, as you have heard, going for missions as part of the evangelism outreach to encourage the brethren in Cambodia or in other places, or even just sending them greetings to encourage them, right? In terms of refreshment, or in terms of collection of offering, or visitation, these are all good works that God has called us to do and will enable us to do. And to do that, we must be prepared to be sanctified, set apart, and to be prepared for His use. And in so doing, then we become fruitful vessels. If we look at verse 22. Flee youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the name, on the Lord, out of a pure heart. When we are sanctified, when we are prepared vessels for God to use, and God will use us, and then we will become fruitful vessels. Fruitful vessels involve two parts. One is to remove the negative and to add the positive, right? To flee youthful lust. Youthful lust doesn't mean it only applies to youth, and we are all adults fellowship. We are not the youth fellowship, so it doesn't affect us. No. Youthful lusts are the things that affect us when we are youth, and it can continue to affect us when we are adults or even elderly. And it doesn't just apply to sexual sins, but also to pride, to ambition, to pleasure, and everything that comes with the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So to flee in terms of our thoughts, our words, our actions, are needed. And to flee is to run as far as possible and as fast as possible. We are reminded of what young Joseph did, right, when he ran. The problem is that quite often we do not like to run, or we walk slowly, or even keep looking back, regard the sin, and instead of fleeing, we regard it and do not want to run away from it. So may we be very aware and run and flee from all these lusts. And when we do that, we turn towards God, we are filled with the Spirit, and we will bear the fruit of the Spirit. What is listed here is part of what we read in the Galatians as the fruit of the Spirit. Righteousness, that is all things that are right and virtuous in the sight of God, in our dealings with God and also with people, towards both Christians and non-Christians, we are to be blameless. That people cannot find fault with us, because not that we are sinless, but we have confessed our sins to the Lord. Of a pure heart, not by our own merit, but by what the Lord Jesus has done for us, and we are called by God. Of faith and faithfulness to God and man, charity, love for God and for one another in the family of Christ, as well as to those that are outside. And this love encompasses all that we do. Peace in the church, peace among the brethren, and also peace to those outside, unless they attack God's word or attack Christ, right? In Galatians 5:19-23, we read the works of the flesh versus the fruit of the Spirit. So perhaps we turn to Galatians 5. Let's read from verse 19-23. Galatians 5:19-23. And this will be expanding on what we have read about fleeing youthful lusts and follow after righteousness. Okay, let's read together verse 19 to verse 23. Ready, go. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So thank God for the reading of His word. These, the works of the flesh, were what we were once under the control of before we become Christians. But thank God that He has saved us, so that now we have the Holy Spirit in us and we can produce the fruit of the Spirit. However, there are times when we sin and we still fall back towards the lust of the flesh. And that is what we need to be wary about and to flee. So, even as we see how we are called to serve the Master, we are saved to serve, and it is a great privilege to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as our Master. And we hence have to be suitable and useful vessels for Him to use, the vessels of honor. In order to be the vessels of honor, we have to be sanctified, set aside, we have to be purged from iniquity, and we have to be prepared for every good work. Only then can we be useful for Him, and we are to flee from sin and also bear the fruit of the Spirit. The purpose for all this is so that we can be a witness for Christ and be can fulfill His purpose for which He has left us on this world. To be meet for the master's use must be something that all of us must strive towards, so that we can be useful for him anytime, anywhere, in any way that he chooses. Okay, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for calling us to be thy children and also to be thy servants, for indeed it is a privilege that we can serve thee and the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, O Lord, that we may be suitable vessels, vessels of honor that is meet for the Master's use, to be purged from iniquity, to be sanctified, and to be prepared for every good work. We pray for every member and visitor and friend of the AF. We pray that you help all of us to grow spiritually, that individually we may grow in our maturity in Christ, to be more and more like Christ, to have the mind of Christ. And as a AF and as a church, we may also grow in unity, in love one for another, and also love for thee, that collectively we may also bear a good witness, even as we name the name of Christ. We pray and commit tonight's meeting unto thee, in Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. Amen.